For the past year, two artists have taken up residence at a Phoenix dump. And now the pieces they've created out of our recyclables is on display at Phoenix City Hall and the Arizona Science Center.
It's called Reimagine Trash and is part of a program Phoenix set up, which had artists Ann Morton and Christine Lee spend time at the 27th Avenue transfer station. The show's Mark Brody visited the part of the exhibit at the gallery at City Hall and joins us now. Mark?
Yeah, Stephen. Lauren, fortunately, this all happened at City Hall and not the dump itself. I met up with Ann Morton as well as Christina Park, the Arts Collections Manager for the City of Phoenix Office of Arts and Culture and the Project Manager for the second half of this project. And I asked Ann Morton if she'd ever done anything like this before, you know, turning trash into art.
Yes, actually, yes. I did quite a big project where I collected trash off the street that I saw that was more fiber-based kind of trash, like clothing or toys or pillows. So this was like coming home again.
Yeah. Tell me about your process. You're at a waste transfer station at 27th Avenue. You're presumably seeing what's coming in. What are you looking for? Like, how do you determine, yes, that would make great art, or no, I don't want to come anywhere near that?
Well, I think each day kind of brought a new theme. You would approach the big pile of trash and not see anything until you just stop for a little while, and then you started seeing. And so I think each day kind of had its own theme. One day I might have found a lot of continuous line that I use a lot in my work, like wires or hose or things. Or I found lots of balls, toys. I ended up really focusing on children's toys in the work that I did here that's in the gallery. So, you know, bright colors usually catch your eye. And so it just depended on the day as to what I found. And I just kind of let it take me. I had a rake, so I wouldn't necessarily climb up on the pile, but I could reach pretty far into the pile if I saw something.
Christina, when you see this exhibit, what does it tell you about what it is that we all throw out or recycle? Because I know that was part of the experience here, was to sort of give people a sense of what it is that we're putting in our blue bins.
With both this residency and also this art exhibition, what I see is the artist's ability to see amazing things, especially in piles of trash. And both with Ann Morton picking out things that with this exhibit are sort of pieces that are like discarded toys that then she has reimagined into these nautical flags. And with Chris Lee's sort of reimagining of what happens to all the pieces of kids' play pieces that you throw away in those huge plastic constructs, what happens to this plastic? It's pretty amazing to see how both artists approach the topic of trash in different ways.
Do you think that looking at this exhibit, people will think differently about what it is that we throw away or recycle?
Oh, definitely. When I started seeing the pieces that Anne and Chris started bringing in, it was amazing to me to see how they've changed these pieces. And then with Anne's pieces over here on the wall, she has six nautical flags and also images of pieces that how she found them in the trash. And it's amazing to see this connection of, oh, here's a small Barbie head doll that's on the dirt, but now she's put it into this banner that totally changes the context of it.
Is there a piece here that particularly speaks to you, something that sort of is
speaks
or representative of yeah, you know, sort of what your experience was like over there?
Well, this series here, it looks really playful on the surface because a lot of it does involve children's toys. However, the series is called Warning Signals because overall it's really about the messages that our children are getting from the objects or artifacts that they find in their culture. So it's interesting, the humanity that you find at the dump through the discards that you find. This piece came from this little girl's princess mirror. And so, you know.
How beautiful.
So that's the message that we give our little girls when they look in the mirror, and that's just part of that statement.
I would imagine that going through trash, essentially, which is what you did, at some points it might be kind of really interesting to see what it is. I would think, though, at certain points it might be kind of depressing, like, why are people throwing this out, or maybe why did people even have this in the first place?
Yeah, I think the depressing part is just the magnitude of it. I don't think even myself, I don't think you realize when you're throwing something away in your kitchen garbage can, or even when you transfer it into the big blue bin, that's it. You think it's gone and it's out of your life, but what you see is the result of that, and it's multitudes of discarded objects. It's just overwhelming.
Was there anything that you came upon in those piles that you really, really, really wanted to incorporate into a piece, but you just couldn't figure out how to make it work?
Oh, yeah. I have lots of objects that didn't make it here today, and I plan to continue working, definitely. Yeah.
You're going to continue working through trash and recyclables?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have lots of things I want to do.
Christina, what do you hope that people who come to see this exhibit will take away from it? When they see these things on the wall and the pieces that are standalone, what do you hope they think about? What do you hope they take away?
I think it comes down to the title of the exhibition, which is Reimagined Trash, that they'll be able to make the connection between the works that are displayed here and also at the Science Center, and make this connection of, oh, actually, once I put it in that blue bin or once I put it in the green bin, what actually happens to it?
Do you think it's a difficult connection to get people to make that, oh, you see these really cool things on the wall, and yes, maybe like intellectually you know that this used to be trash, but to take that home and think about when you're throwing something in your bin at your house?
I hope we make it a lot easier. And I think the arts do that by allowing it to be a lot more approachable than, you know, maybe the pamphlet you get in the mail saying, please recycle. For us, through the artwork, it shows more visually, oh, actually these things do have a life of their own, and really we should think about what goes in the blue bin and think about putting more things in recyclables in order to achieve this ability of lowering the amount of trash we get rid of.
And I'm curious, how is it different as an artist working with this kind of material as opposed to, you know, something you might buy in a store or something that, you know, you might get from another place other than a trash dump?
Well, for me personally, I love the serendipity that happens because you don't know exactly what's going to come together. And for me, that was the most fun, was taking these disparate objects that don't necessarily have a connection to each other and making connections through either color or texture or content. You know, the way that the content came together for each piece was really fun for me.
I have to ask, because you were at a dump, were there any times where you, even with the rake, I mean, was it kind of gross, some of the stuff that you came across?
Yes, it's very gross. Luckily, I was spared some really gross things that I'm sure happen, and I'm grateful for that. But yeah, it's not necessarily, the smell isn't pleasant. The way that the timing worked is it was during the summer. Yeah, it wasn't pleasant at all times, but, you know, that's the way it is.
That's Ann Morton. She's an artist who spent a year as one of two artists in residence at Phoenix's 27th Avenue Transfer Station. The result of that work, along with that of artist Christine Lee, called Reimagined Trash, is on display at the gallery at City Hall and the Arizona Science Center through the summer. We also heard from Christina Park, Arts Collections Manager for the City of Phoenix Office of Arts and Culture and the Project Manager for the second half of this project. We'll post some photos of the art at the show.kjzz.org.
And that's the show's Mark Brody. Mark, thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you.